Part 1. Warming up exercises. Instruction following. Medication. You are going to hear some instructions on how to take a certain medication. Listen carefully. Note down the dosage, the composition of the tablet, and the warnings, etc. For quick relief of upset stomach or acid indigestion caused from too much to eat or drink, drop 2 tablets in an 8-ounce glass of water. Make sure that the tablets have dissolved completely before drinking the preparation. Repeat in 6 hours for maximum relief. Do not take more than 4 tablets in a 24-hour period. Each tablet contains 1/4 gram of aspirin, 1/2 gram of sodium bicarbonate, and 1/12 gram of citric acid. If you are on a sodium-restricted diet, do not take this medication except under the advice and supervision of your physician. The preparation is not recommended for children under 12 years old or adults over 65. It is not to be used by persons having excessive pressure within the eye. Discontinue use if rapid pulse or dizziness occurs. Do not exceed the recommended dosage, not for frequent or prolonged use. If dryness of the mouth occurs, decrease dosage. If eye pain occurs, discontinue use and see your physician immediately. Do not use when abdominal pain, nausea, or vomiting are present. If skin rash appears, do not use this.
Doctor's advice.
Good morning, if you can call it good. This is the radio doctor with another word of advice on how to keep yourself fit and to stay away from doctors, even national health ones like myself. Well, here we are again in a season of mists and mellow mugginess, as the poet describes it, the season of coughs, sneezes, influenzas, stuffy noses, and similar cheerful human ailments. You know, they can send people to the moon and back, stop floods, blow up mountains, divert earthquakes, but they can't cure the common cold. It's a little fellow called the cold virus that makes you catch cold and fills up the doctor's surgery with all those depressing faces with red noses and running eyes. Yeah, there's not much a chap like me can do to help chaps like those get better, you know. You can write them out a prescription and have them take it to the dispensing chemist, who is probably running a temperature himself, talking to everyone in a hoarse whisper, and would sooner be in bed. Prevention is certainly better than cure. If you haven't got a cold, stay away, if possible, from people who have. Keep your room ventilated, keep yourself warm, and don't get overtired by work or overexcited by pleasure. Remember, an hour's sleep before is worth 2 hours sleep after midnight. Don't let yourself get depressed or overexcited. A healthy mind is a healthy body. Our physical illnesses are often symptomatic of mental or emotional disturbances. Now, I prove that point whenever the BBC makes me get out of a warm bed to come into the studio at 6:30 in the morning, and when I sneeze into the microphone. Seriously, though, use some common sense and avoid the common cold. And if you can't be sensible all the time, don't sneeze over everyone else. Those little viruses enjoy nothing better than taking free rides through the air into the respiratory tracts of some unsuspecting fellow human. Good morning, and good luck.
Exercises. Supply relevant information about the radio talk.
How would you like to hear the story of a smart rooster?
You would?
Well, good. It'll be fun. Actually, it's a fable, a story about animals who behave like people. Now, this rooster's name was Chanticleer, and he lived on the farm of an old widow and her two daughters. He was top man, top rooster, that is, in the barnyard. And so it was his job to rise with the sun and crow in the new day. Well, one morning he rose, stood high on his tiptoes, and got ready to sing. He was a little sleepy, so he didn't see the wily old fox, whose name was Russell, prowling around. Chanticleer stretched his neck to sing, and before he knew what happened, the fox grabbed him. With Chanticleer in his mouth, old Russell headed out of the coop and down to the woods. He was taking Chanticleer home for dinner, if you know what I mean. Chanticleer was mighty worried. He had to think fast. Well, just about then, the old widow and her daughters came out of the farmhouse. They'd been waiting for Chanticleer to crow, and when he didn't, they knew something was wrong. When they saw what it was, they began chasing the fox with sticks in hand, yelling at him to drop their prize rooster. This was the chance Chanticleer had been waiting for.
"What are you running from, Russell?"
he asked.
"An old woman and a couple of girls? Think of your honor, your reputation, your solemn duty as a proud member of the magnificent species of foxes. What honorable fox would let himself be chased by an old woman and two children? If I were you, I'd put a stop to it. I'd turn around and tell them to go back. Scare them back into the farmhouse. That's what I'd do if I were a fox with my fox's honor at stake."
The fox stopped. "This bird is right," he thought. "That's what I'll do." And he turned to tell the widow and her daughters to get lost, but when he opened his mouth, Chanticleer took off for the nearest tree.
"Hey," Russell shouted, "come back here." "Not on your life," Chanticleer chuckled. "And from now on, I'd advise you to keep your mouth shut."
Well, as I said, Chanticleer was a pretty smart rooster. He tried to trick the fox and succeeded. Have you ever wondered how a trick works? Then let's take a close look at Chanticleer's trick and see. Look at the first fable on your response sheet, the one labeled The Fox and the Rooster. Put an X by the sentence that summarizes what Chanticleer told the fox. But before you do, listen to this. That's fable music. And it's also the signal to stop the player while you work. Now, what did Chanticleer tell the fox? Where did you put your X? By the second one? Exactly right. Chanticleer told the fox that he would lose his honor if he didn't scare off the old woman and her daughters. But why would Chanticleer say a thing like that? The widow and girls were trying to save him. You say you know why? Oh, good. Show it by answering the second question. Now then, why did the rooster tell the fox to scare off the women? Right, to get Russell to open his mouth so Chanticleer could get away. You knew, all right. And if you knew that, you must have noticed that there was a difference between what Chanticleer said and why he said it. What he said was that the fox would lose his honor if he let an old woman and two girls scare him. Why he said it was to get out of the fox's mouth. In other words, he had a hidden purpose. He said something he didn't mean in order to get the fox to act in a certain way. The rooster's stated purpose was to save the fox's honor, but his hidden purpose was to get free. Do you think you'd have been tricked by Chanticleer? No? Well, why do you think the fox was? Let's do the third question and decide. Let's go over the answers. We know the first one's wrong, because if the fox had suspected a trick, he wouldn't have been tricked. And he surely didn't use his common sense, or he'd have realized Chanticleer was trying to get out of his mouth. Chanticleer got the fox so worried about his honor that Russell didn't stop to think about opening his mouth. And did you notice what kind of words Chanticleer used to trick the fox? Words like honor, reputation, and especially that line about being a proud member of that magnificent species of foxes. These are called loaded words because they appealed to the fox's emotions, not his reason. They made him feel important. They made him afraid. He'd look foolish if he let a widow and two children chase him away. If the fox had worried more about his stomach than his reputation, Chanticleer would have been cooked.
Exercises. Listen to the fable and do the exercises according to the instructions you hear on the tape.